And just like that, the clock ticks noon on a Wednesday. We are the official over the hump portion of your workday, my friends. Welcome to the Daily, live via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in our wooded corner of Summit Township. And we're also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, Bud Light McUltra, and Tri-County Water. Ah, that's good water. TriCountyWater.com, because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. Well, we've got high school basketball we're going to cover for you today. A little skosh of high school hockey we'll talk about. We're going to preview what's going on with Jets basketball a little bit later on today. We've got some Big Ten basketball. Sparty gets a big win on the hardwoods last night. And we'll even squeeze in a little Detroit baseball Tigers for you a little bit later on in the show. But the most important press conference you're going to hear all week long. It happens right here, right now. It's our Jackson Hockey League presser with the head of marketing and multimedia and other operating details for the DWERUN Deer Run Bucks. We welcome back to the program Brian Bolenball. But Brian, before we get started, did I see you working out yesterday doing some bike work in the
I knew you were going to bring that up.
In the streets of Jackson?
I got to go bring my personal life into that.
What do you mean personal life? You were working out. You were training before the game by getting in a little two-wheel action yesterday.
You know, I had to get my legs loose. So
that's hardy.
Many of our listeners that are listening to the Deer Run Bucks press conference saw a male, mid-30s, with a gray stocking hat on. Let's see what else I have.
That's crazy.
On the cover of my face in a hunting coat, riding their bike down West Avenue yesterday. That was me.
That's exactly what the Bolo police report from JPD sounded like.
No, I had some work done on my vehicle, and I was like, you know, it's only a couple blocks away.
Oh, man. It
won't be that bad. I was like, by the time I call somebody and they come pick me up and take me there, I could have already rode my bike 5 blocks and been, you know, get in my car and get back to work. And,
all right. So,
yeah, I regretted that. About 3 blocks in, I go, man, it's really, really cold out. Man.
I was going to say, it was negative wind chills yesterday. That's hardy. That's hardy.
I forgot it's a little uphill there, too.
That's
I was cold. That's the coldest I've been in a long time.
Oh, man. Oh, well, you know what? It made you stronger, made you better, right?
It makes me the man that I am.
It makes you the man that you are. Very hardy. All right. All right. So, sorry, man. That was too funny not to bring up. All right, let's talk. Let's talk Deer Run hockey, and let's undoubtedly talk about what has become the biggest rivalry in the JHL in the recent decades. It's hockey golf course versus hockey golf course, and the Deer Run Bucks versus the Birdies or the Shanks out of Devil's Lake, which I forget what we called them. Either way,
I think we nicknamed the Birdies.
The Birdies, yeah. Shanks was probably too hard.
Yeah.
Anyway, so tell us about the Deer Run win.
Big win, 7-2.
Wow. All right.
The Bucks have been putting up some offense lately. I think that's in our last 4 games. I think we've scored 7 goals.
Oh, that's good.
In 3 of them. So
nice.
That's some. And then the other game in there, I think we had 5. So
okay,
that's some offensive output that we've been putting up lately.
Yeah, it was that mid-afternoon workout you decided to do yesterday.
I recommend to everybody else on the team, for the game, get out there in negative degree weather and ride your bike.
Chris Hemsworth, not only does he do some routine fasting, but he also does, he exposes his body to cold temperatures. It works.
Right. Yes, it does. Right. I found that out yesterday.
All right. So we've got the 7-2 win Big game, big win, especially when we're jockeying for position in the JHL right now, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
So, yeah, 7-2 win. Luckily, no fans booed our national anthem, the Deer Run anthem.
The Deer Run.
The D-E-E-R-U-N, Deer Run. No booze at all. But you know what? We still went out there and took care of business.
Good.
We didn't need the motivation.
All right.
We came ready to play last night.
That's good.
And part of that was had some good energy going in the locker room. I think it's the first time all year. I think the majority of the people are all there right on time. It's 8 o'clock, 8:30 game. So usually you get there about a half hour early. And most of the times, half the guys are rolling in with 10 minutes before the game. And, man, everybody was there half hour before. And, of course, we got stuck in the smallest locker room there was last night.
Oh.
So there's no room to sit.
Yeah.
We were just having a good time. And Zach was playing with his trophy that he won last week.
Is that the bonehead of the game trophy?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. He was having fun with that.
Well, that's a little concerning when you talk about playing with that trophy. That's
it's a little odd.
That's a little odd, yeah.
He's not Duck.
Okay.
He's not Buck, even better.
He's
there
not Buck, okay.
So, yeah, 7-2 win. Got out. We started out hot. Scored a goal right away. And then just kept piling it on. I think at one point it was 6-0. And
wow.
Then in the third period, we had a little bit of a letdown there where they kept peppering our goalie, and we just broke down. We're playing some bad defense. I think they had about 10 shots on net in a 30-40 second span there. But our goalie stood tall, and you know, they got one or two in last night, which is bound to happen in the JHL offensive league. So,
That's good.
7-2 win.
Well, as you know, as being one of the leaders on this team, and knowing what has been kind of the routine here with the Deer Run Bucks, what was it like on the bench when you got to that 3-0 lead? Was there a sense of concern, of panic, or? Because that's usually when things start to go south. Were we okay last night with that 3-0 lead? Apparently we were, but what was the feeling like?
We were fine. It was just pedal to the floor and didn't even think about it. And went out and got to that 4-0 lead. Once we passed the 3-0 suspect mark, we knew we were good to go.
Good deal. All right. That's good. That's good. Maybe that's a little mind block that we've been able to overcome now.
Yeah. All right. Exactly.
So let's can we hand out some accolades?
Yeah, we got some accolades to hand out. You know, had some people scored some goals last night. Mr. Griswold got on the stat sheet. 1 goal, 1 assist.
Nice.
So nice to have him back.
All right.
Justin, he had a goal. I know Kina did. Tully Miyake, former JU player of a couple years ago. He had 1 or 2 last night. I forget because he didn't put his stats in the chat, which I've hounded on everybody.
Wow.
Very, very.
I know. It's
disheartening.
I've had my fair share this week. I understand.
So, I had a goal, 2 assists last night. And
yeah.
So a lot of people got involved. It wasn't like one person scored 4 or anything like that.
All right. Well, that's good. Sharing the wealth, kind of like MSU basketball. Sharing the wealth.
Yeah. That's go green, awesome. Go white, baby.
Big win last night. Big win. We'll talk more about that in a bit. That was a big win for the MSU basketball Spartans. But did you get to did you get to check any of that game out, or was it?
No. Yeah, it started and.
Yeah.
Well, I was getting ready to go, and it was over by the time we got down. So
yeah. All right. Anyway, handing out some accolades. Is that it, or we have any more to highlight here?
Yeah, that's about all stats.
Okay.
I got.
If we're to hand out the Big Buck Award, who's getting that prize trophy?
You know, the person who went to well deserved of it.
Mm-hmm.
Played a great game. Missed last week, and that would be the team coach there, or team captain, Derek McCready.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay. Earned it this week,
huh? Hit 2 assists last week, but what really won him that award is congratulations to Derek. He's now a
He's a new father. He had a kid about a week and a half ago.
Congratulations. I didn't know. That's awesome.
He gets the award for becoming a father, but the fact that within a week and a half he was able to sneak out of the house and come play some hockey with us.
Well, you know, mama's taking care of the fawn with the spots. So
the award should go to his wife.
That's a good point. Home. Dude, that's so valid. Absolutely. Right.
Derek, you got to give that buck hat to Jazz.
I was going to say, maybe let him take home the Bonehead Award hat.
That's a good one right there.
All right. Anyway.
Anyway, so yeah, Buck Award goes to Mr. McCready, but right. I mean, it was a team award too. I thought everybody played great, really. I take that one back. But yes, Derek McCready, Buck Award.
Big Buck Award.
So,
okay.
Yeah. We had a couple moving over to the Bonehead Player of the Game. There's a couple out there that they're suspects. They could be sharing it.
Uh-oh. You don't want to, that's an award you don't want to share.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Mr. Hink played a great game offensively. Should have had about 8 goals last night.
Instead,
he had 4 empty nets missed and 2 mishandled passes, all of which plays could have led to goals. So that's 6 right there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it happens, though.
Yeah,
but
well.
No. He played a great game. Things happen. So he was +5 on the night. So, you know, that means he wasn't out there for any of the other goals.
Right. Okay.
So.
All right. Well, that's good. That's a good stat, right?
And moving forward,
another
recipient of that award could have been his team coach. I forget that. Mr. Jimmy there.
Yeah.
He was like Papa John last night, just serving up pizzas to the other team.
Oh,
I mean, we're talking large specialty pizzas for like $7.99 with free garlic bread. Papa John served up last night.
Wow!
That 7-2 game easily could have been 7-6.
Oh man!
So
that's concerning.
And what's really concerning is we were trying to get him a hat trick last night.
Uh huh.
Instead, he decided to serve up some pizzas to the other team.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, all that carbs, that's a bad thing.
But somehow, Mr. Miyake is the one who took home the Bonehead Player of the Game.
Why did Mr. Miyake take it home?
I must have missed something because I thought he played a great game. But he ended up with that trophy.
You know, this has been a reoccurring theme where guys who haven't quite earned it are begging to take it home.
Now, he did score probably one of the easiest goals you ever get in your life. I don't know what happened. It was right off the faceoff at center ice. We had just scored a goal.
Yeah.
I don't know if that goalie wasn't ready or anything, but we went down the other way. Him and I would get in the zone, and Tully's got the puck, and the goalie was laying on the ice. Just laying down. And I think Tully was a little confused. He almost whiffed on it, but wide open net. So at least he scored, but yeah, he ended up with the award. Still not sure how.
He just sounds like he just took it home.
No, somebody gave it to him. I don't know why.
All right. Well, maybe it'll show up in the group chat at some point.
We'll see. Hopefully not.
All right. So big win, good win last night over your golf course rival. What is on tap for next week?
So next week we have Huff Automotive at 9:45. It'll be the end of last game of the regular season. It's actually a makeup game for when the refs in the rink were working out the Green New Deal. And we were postponed and didn't play that night.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
And then after that, playoffs start. So we got 3 or 4 games left.
I think 3. Feels like we just got started with this.
You know, it really does. The season went really quick.
I know. We got started in December, and it just, you know, we had to take that, you know, the holiday break. It just doesn't seem like it's been going that long. But,
you know, that's
there's always
one
next
thing
year.
I don't like is we take those 2 weeks off, and
I
think that's what makes it go really quick.
Right. I mean, it should be like true because it's almost at that level. It should be like true professional hockey. We should be watching JHL on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I doubt that'll ever happen.
No, you don't. New Year's?
No.
Can we have a traditional New Year's Day game?
Nope. Too many McUltras for the JHL.
What about New Year's Eve? Because New Year's Day, I can get that. New Year's Eve? New Year's Eve game? Huh?
I think I'd still prefer my Mickey Ultras.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I'm trying here. All right. So we've got the Huff Auto, whatever they are, next week. And
sure, we'll come up with something clever.
Well, you know, it'll be truthful. We'll go with whatever their name is.
They got a good squad over there.
Yeah.
Next week's going to be a task.
All right. Yeah,
I think we played them twice this year, and I think we're split 1-1.
Does Blair suit up for him?
Blair does. Blair's a player.
Really? Okay.
He's a good skate.
All right. Well, I have to. Wow. We might have to send Luke over there to cover it. This sounds like it'd be a big one.
We should get Mr. Huff in the studio.
Yeah.
Get a presser from him. Let's see what he's got to say.
See what we can do. I'll get my people working on it. I've got 13 producers who all take lunch at noon. So. We'll see what we can do. All right. Well, Brian, is there anything else? We cover it all today.
You know, I think we got it all.
We got it all. All right. Well, we look forward to our preview and then our presser next week. So until then, you keep training. You keep training on that bike. Oh, and by the way, this just in, okay, reusing plastic water bottles is considered bad because it can lead to the leaching of harmful chemicals from the plastic into your drink.
No, I'm not too worried about it.
Our public service announcement, don't reuse your water plastic bottles. Discard them, recycle them, and then start over from scratch.
How much lead there is in the water pipes in Jackson, I think I'm okay reusing a water bottle.
Repeated washing of said water bottle can create microscopic cracks where bacteria can accumulate.
Well, why don't you buy me a case of water and put it on my desk, Mark?
I'll just go grab one of the Tri-County water ones from the back room.
There you go.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Brian.
See ya.
There it is. It's 17 afternoon right now. That is the DWRUN Deer Run update. And we'll get into a little high school sports activity right after this here on The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Man, that's always fun. The DWRUN Deer Run Update. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in a little wooded corner of Summit Township. And we thank you for being here with us today and every day. Well, we've got boys basketball from last night. We're going to start off here in the Big 8, where last night it was Stockbridge getting the win over Bronson. 70-63. That was an overtime victory for Stockbridge. Concord on top of Springport, 56-47. Elsewhere, it was Quincy beating Union City, 58-48. Reading getting the win over Vermontville, Maple Valley, 59-64. Cascades Conference, just one game last night in the rugged Cascades, 57-21. East Jackson beating Coldwater Pennsylvania Academy. In the I-8, Central on top of Harkbur Creek, 49-46. Penfield beat Hastings, 47-39. Historic Marshall getting the win over Northwest, 61-25. And then Western getting the win over Coldwater last night. Western came away with that hard-fought victory over Coldwater, showcasing exceptional defensive play, particularly in the first quarter, where they held Coldwater to just 2 points. The first quarter defense was stellar. Western led 13-2, setting the tone for the rest of the game. Coldwater tried a little rally with a few runs throughout the game, but Western's defense continued to hold strong. They made key free throws down the stretch to secure the 11-point win. Notable performances, Cody Spitzer, 8 points, adding crucial scoring throughout the game. DJ Van Riper led the team 13 points, 3 steals, playing an all-around role. Maverick Hammond had an impressive game, putting up 14 points, 6 boards. Justin Jones, 5 points, was a force on the boards with 8 rebounds. Eli Harrington and Jaden Willis each chipped in 4 points. And Sutton Johnston finished with 2 points, 5 boards, playing solid defense. Elsewhere in the I-8 tonight, you've got Hastings at Grand Rapids Wellspring Prep, 7 o'clock. In the white, SEC white, Brighton Livingston Christian on top of Pinckney, 70-61. Chelsea beating Roseville, 63-51. Tonight, you've got Adrian at Ypsilanti Community at 7. SCAA East tonight, Jackson Christian at Athens, 7 o'clock. Camden Frontier at Hillsdale Academy, 7:30. Burr Oak at Litchfield, 7:30. And Pittsford is at Tekonsha. Tip time there, 6. That's boys basketball. Let's pivot over to girls basketball. Big 8 tonight, you've got Springport at Quincy. That's at 7. Pittsford at Reading at 5:30. Bronson at Sturgis at 7. Into the Cascades East girls basketball. Grass Lake getting the win over East Jackson 59-37. Grass Lake still leading the East. Leslie took care of Manchester last night 49-12. Lily Smyska, 10 points, 3 steals. Reese DeRose, 9 points. 10 different players scored. Now, with the win, the seniors are now the winningest players ever to play in Leslie with 68 career wins, 14-5 on the season, Manchester 2-14. Michigan Center just trailing Grass Lake by just a little bit in the East. Michigan Center beat Napoleon 50-28. McKinley Gaddy led the Cardinals with 16 points, 4 assists. Haley Meese, 6 points, 5 steals. Maurice View, 10 boards. Michigan Center now 16-2 on the year. Tonight in the Cascades, Leslie's at Michigan Center. And in the Cascades West, you've got Columbia 51 versus Jonesville 48. The Lady Golden Eagles hosted the Comets of Jonesville in a big Cascades Conference matchup. The Comets came out hot, took an early 10-point lead. Lady Eagles trailed by going into the half, trailed by 6. All right, let me start that over. Comets came out hot, took an early 10-point lead. Lady Eagles trailed by 6 going into the half. The Lady Golden Eagles fought back, took the lead in the fourth quarter off a big 3-pointer from Coley Brown. And they never looked back after that, taking the 51-48 win. Leading the way, Gabby Gaydosh, 16 points. Leland Brown had 11 points. Coley Brown had 10 points, 7 coming in the fourth quarter. And that win clinched the Cascades West title, earning a spot in the championship game at Spring Arbor University against Grass Lake. Saturday, 7 o'clock at Spring Arbor University. All right, Hanover Horton, 42, Homer 33 last night in Cascades West action. In the I-8, girls basketball. Scroll too far. Battle Creek Central 57, Harper Creek 53. Hastings getting the win over Penfield 38-32. Marshall beating Northwest 69-39. Western over Coldwater 43-32. Rhea Hitt 22 points. Bailey Stewart 13 points on the night. Tonight in the I-8, Hastings at Grand Rapids Wellspring Prep 5:30. SCAA East has Jackson Christian defeating Burr Oak 31-19. Hillsdale Academy on top of Athens 48-43. North Adams Jerome 37 at Hillsdale Will Carlton Academy 24. And Pittsford at Reading at 5:30 tonight. That is high school basketball for you from last night. What we're looking at tonight, and we'll go over that tomorrow. 6:35 will get you the results on AM Jackson, and we'll take just a little bit of a deeper dive here on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. High school hockey from last night. Wait a minute. Where'd it go? Where did my hockey go? Man, I was just looking at it, too. All right. We're gonna find it. We're going to find it. We had it. There it is. Division 1, Region 3, Essexville Garber versus Jackson United. Garber gets the win. 6-2. So Northwest, their season is over. Garber takes on Howell on the 21st. And the regional final, other regional game is DeWitt versus Okemos. Winners there will advance to the Munn Ice Arena on the 26th. Well, the season's over. Season's over for... Okay, so that was the regional first round. Regional semifinals on the 21st and the regional finals on the 26th for those teams. So, regional round play, JU. But they, you know, especially with the youth on the team, looking forward to what this team's going to look like next year. Because these guys, they went 9-17 with no ties on the season. They did face some adversity. Now, there was quite a few games in there where they had to, go to OT. They just showed their mettle. They showed their grit this season. Come back, hit it harder and better next year. JU. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll go over Jets basketball. We've got some Big Ten basketball to talk about. We'll run through that, and then we'll get into a little Detroit Tiger baseball. So we've got a little bit still to come at you today. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. VR Studios and the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Back with more after this. Welcome back to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience stores. We're also brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light McUltra and Tri-County Water. That's good water. TriCountyWater.com. Because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. Okay. Valentine's. What? Well, they still have. Let me hit the refresh button on this. Polly's Country Market weekly ads on special right now. This week, you have Ragu pasta sauce. Get two for $3. Wow, that's a pretty good deal. How about our family mixed vegetables? The 10-ounce bag, just $1. Green beans, sweet corn, mixed veggies. There you go. Man, it's all got to go somewhere. Premium quilted bathroom tissue, double rolls, unscented. $2. Our family brand. These savings and more at Polly's Country Markets. Find a location near you. They're everywhere here in Jackson County. Bunch in Jackson County. Adrian, Chelsea, and more. Polly's Country Markets. Hey, by the way, we do have a job fair coming up. So if your organization would like to be a part of said job fair, go to our sister station's website, WKHM.com/job fair. Employers and business owners, are you looking? Who is it? You always, even if you're fully staffed right now, because you never know what's going to happen. You never know. You could have that one person that you think is solid, and all of a sudden you realize they're not. Yeah, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Always have a little something in your hip pocket, right? Get that little plan B. So if you're fully stocked right now, awesome. But how many people aren't fully stocked right now? It's like everybody's looking for talent. Well, McKibben Media Group is looking for you. We're hosting a job fair for the Jackson community at the Commonwealth Commerce Center. It's happening Tuesday, April 22nd. And we're looking to fill booths right now. So if your business is hiring, let us know that you're interested. Again, WKHM.com, sponsored by the Commonwealth Commerce Center, U.S. Staffing Agency, Jackson County IST, CertainTeed, and, of course, the marketing team at McKibben Media. Is the marketing team looking? I thought we had a pretty... The marketing team's not looking. Oh, yeah, back to that hip pocket thing. Always got to have something in your hip pocket. There it is. That's what we have going on with that... Yeah, our big job fair. All right, Jets basketball. We're going to start off with the women. The women right now, they've got 25 games under their belt. And they are averaging over 79 points a game. About 45 field goal percentage. 3-point could use some work. They're at 23. They're shooting 66 from the stripe. And, well, there's a reason why these women, right now in the season, they are, so we're waiting for a little lag, 20-5 overall, 10-1 in conference play. They have just 3 games left in the regular season. Mott Community College, which they played them on the road already. That was one of their earlier conference contests. I'm trying to find it, Maybe they didn't play them already. I thought they did. Are you sure? Yeah, they played them. They played them back on January 25th, and they got the win at Mott 89-51. So now they host them in the friendly hardwoods of the Vic Cuis Fieldhouse. 5:30 tonight as they host Mott Community College. And then after that, they've got Spring Schoolcraft. And then after that, they have Monroe Community College. So tonight's game, then 2 more. And then that's it. Put the bow on the season. As we look at the standings right now for Jackson College. So we're waiting for a little lag. I could play some games on my phone while I'm waiting for this little internet stuff to... I looked at this already. I did. That's why I had the tab up. I don't know why. It's... We got Eeyore internet. Okay. I'll get there eventually. We'll just let you look at this blue circle as it spins. No, we're just going to keep spinning. I'm going to start printing stuff up. I'm trying to be the model employee by not printing up all this the stuff on paper for me to look at and read for a few seconds and then discard. I'm trying to be a better person to the planet. But this slow internet's ticking me off. All right. MCCAA Eastern Division. As soon as the darn thing will let me scroll. There we go. So Jackson College, 10-1 right now. Mott College, 2-9 in conference play. Jackson College is in a tie with Schoolcraft College, even though at the moment they get the tiebreaker because Jackson College did beat Schoolcraft earlier in the season. Jackson College, Schoolcraft are 10-1. And, boy, it's been so long since I looked at the other page. Macomb Community College is the other team that is chasing. They're 6-5 right now. So that's the other team that's left on Jackson College's schedule. Where did that one loss come from? That was St. Clair County Community College. They're 9-2. Jackson College 10-1. So it's kind of tight there with those first three, but Jackson and St. Clair County Community College do have a split on the season. Jackson needs outright wins with Schoolcraft in order to secure the Eastern Division of the MCCAA Conference. Again, remaining on the schedule for the Jets, as we scroll down, you've got Mott tonight, Schoolcraft on Saturday, then on Tuesday, Macomb County College at 5:30. Tuesday? They go Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, all season long. Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday? All right. All right. Tuesday it is, on the road at Macomb Community College. Probably because that's boys' districts. Maybe, I'm guessing. I don't know. All right, for the men, woof. Been a little different of a season for the men. It's a rebuilding year. 3-22 overall, 1-10 in conference play. We're not even going to take a look at the conference. Mostly because of how long that stupid lag took last time. We're just not going to bother with it. But Mott Community College at home, 7:30 for the tip time there. And then they host Schoolcraft College on Saturday. Then they're on the road at Macomb Community College. So there it is. Jackson College Jets women. And then the men. And then that's tonight. You'll be able to catch that contest. 5:30 tip time, 5:15 for the broadcast. Connor Dockery. Is it Connor? Is it a Connor game? The Connor game? I'm grabbing my handy dandy pocket schedule. No, it's a Steve contest. It's a Steve game. Steven Bryan. You know, maybe once, we should have the intro throwing out to him. Now let's join Connor Dockery and Mark Daly for a Steve and Brian broadcast. I'm throwing it out there for funsies. That's Jackson College tonight here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Big win. Oh, big win. Big win for MSU basketball Spartans last night. Tell you what, let's step aside. And we'll come back. We'll talk Big Ten basketball. Got a little Red Wings news to talk about. And then we'll get into Detroit Tigers baseball to wrap up the show. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Back with more after this. All right, it's 12:50. 10 minutes in front of one. Hey, by the way, quick look at your weather forecast for you here today on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. This is The Daily, brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, Bud Light, Make Ultra, and Tri-County Water. That's good water. TriCountyWater.com, because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. Cloudy, 19 for today. 50-50 shot of snow for tonight. Cloudy, 11. 40% chance of snow Thursday. Cloudy and 22. 15 outside right now. Overcast. That is your weather forecast on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. All right, where are we going to go first? We're going to go Big Ten. We're going to go Big Ten basketball as the MSU basketball Spartans. Hey, man, it's the internet's world. I'm just living in it. Michigan State defended their home court during a huge Big Ten matchup. They won both halves against the Purdue Boilermakers. 75-66 victory to pull within half a game of first place. MSU, 58%, 35 points coming off the bench. Head coach Tom Izzo said he was glad to see them fight. Spartans will now gear up for a short turnaround as they clash with Michigan on Friday in Ann Arbor. Chrysler Center got the game for you right here. And it's going to be a big one. 7 o'clock broadcast, 8 o'clock tip time. The MSU version here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Winner will be atop. Let me do it like The Rock. Winner will be atop of the Big Ten Conference. Oh, that's exciting. All right, well, we're going to circle back to that in a second. Let's talk MSU first. What I like about this team is you don't have... you're always going to have like the one guy who just goes off and is going to be like well above everybody else. But, I mean, you've got as evenly spread out as you possibly can amongst your big scorers. They had one, two, three, four guys in double figures and another one right there with them. All right, so here, Jace
Richardson,
12 points last night. Frankie Fiddler, 11 points last night. Cohen Carr, 10 points last night. Jaden Akins, 10 points last night. Zapala, 9 points last night. And then you had Carson Cooper with 7. Trey Holloman with 7. I mean, seriously, of the guys you got production, I mean, the range was from 7 to 12. And you only had two guys who did not get scoring on the stat sheet. Just two. Everybody else, man. When they're on, they're on. When they spread it around, they spread it around. Now, the concern with this team. Mark, you're talking about being so good. You're good at talking about a concern. Yeah. The concern with this team has been three-pointers. And again, they were outshot three-point land. They were 4 of 13. But what I liked is they pivoted. They pivoted away from the three-pointer. What you're supposed to do when it's not falling for you. So... Purdue shot 51% from the floor, 24-47. The Michigan State basketball Spartans, 58.3%, 28 of 48. Only 4-13 for three-point land for the Spartans. Free throws, Purdue was 9 of 11, MSU 15 of 21. So Purdue... shot a little better percentage, but it's a numbers game, and MSU had more attempts and able to convert, you know, 15 points out of three throws. 24 boards to 27 boards. 7 offensive rebounds to 9 for MSU. 17 to 18 as far as defense. Assists, Purdue had 16, MSU had 20. Blocks, 3 to 2. Steals, 4 to 10. MSU had 10 steals. Turnovers, 12-6. Well, you had more steals. You had less turnovers. Performed, able to get, I almost said performed better, which percentage-wise they didn't, but they had more opportunities at the line that they converted. All of that weighed into MSU's basketball favor, getting the win. Half game back now of the Michigan basketball Wolverines. Elsewhere from Big Ten play last night. It was Wisconsin. 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 They beat Illinois. 95-74 for the final there. Let's see what else we had. Minnesota getting the win over UCLA. 64-71. I'm sorry, 61. 64-61. Today... yeah, today, the 19th. Nebraska is at Penn State. Oregon is at Iowa. Rutgers is at Washington. And then Thursday night basketball has Northwestern at the Ohio State University. USC is at Maryland. And then Friday, MSU at Michigan. The only Big Ten basketball game for the guys scheduled on Friday. Oh, it's going to be a big one. Oh, that's going to be a good one. All right, what do we got here? Let's talk Detroit Tiger baseball. Oh, in our sports update, spring games in Lakeland going to feature the league's automated balls and strikes system as the Tigers going to help the league test the system for potential future use, could be deployed in Major League Baseball as soon as 2026. Manager Hinch, not a fan, he mentioned that the challenge is finding a universal strike zone. It's going to be the challenge. But let's, here, I got the article. Here's how this is going to work. It's going to happen in both leagues. And rules are as follows. During the spring, each team will be given two challenges per game and will retain successful challenges. Only the batter, catcher, or pitcher can initiate a challenge, which must happen immediately after the umpire's call. The player must quickly tap his hat or helmet to indicate a challenge. I mean, so it's got to happen, like, immediately. Will the player be able to look over to his... to the manager and like, okay, I'm going to, can I tap now? Don't tap now. Okay. I'm going to tap my head now. Or is the player just going to do it? So this has to happen immediately. What's that going to look like? What is technically immediately after the pitch, after the call? Only the batter, catcher, or pitcher can initiate the challenge, which happens immediately after the umpire's call. The player must quickly tap his hat or helmet to indicate the challenge. The results of the challenge will be displayed on the scoreboard and television broadcast to communicate whether a call was overturned or not. The five dual teams in Arizona, Mariners, San Diego Padres, White Sox, Los Angeles Dodgers, Kansas City Royals, Texas Rangers, Cincinnati Reds, Cleveland Guardians, Colorado Rockies, Arizona Diamondbacks all have that system for use this spring. Same is true for the teams that play in FLA. Blue Jays, Tigers, Stankies, Pittsburgh Pirates, Philadelphia Phillies, the Mets, and the St. Louis Cardinals, Miami Marlins. Every game in each of the above stadiums will employ the challenge system. The league plans to gather data through the spring in hopes of determining whether the system is ready to bring to the major league level a year from now. Dude, I don't mind it. I'll be paying attention to see how these games go in the spring, but I don't mind it as long as it's not robots totally taking over the entire game. You get two challenges a game. I think that's fair. I like it. I want to see how it goes. And that's going to do it for us here today. I'm out of here. Enjoy what's left of your Wednesday. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Between now and then, stay safe. We'll see you soon.